Hey everyone, welcome to Builders Briefing for May 14th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and we've got a packed one today.
Yeah, it really is. The big theme today is the AI-native dev workflow, going from experimental curiosity to, like, actual standardized tooling, plus some security stuff you need to act on immediately.
Let's jump right into the big story. GitHub just launched something called SpecKit, an official toolkit for spec-driven development. The idea is, you write machine-readable specs before code, and then AI agents generate implementations from those specs. Nearly 5,800 engagements on this one.
This is huge, and honestly, it's been coming for a while. If you think using OpenAPI specs or protobuf definitions or even Claude.md files to steer your AI coding, SpecKit is GitHub formalizing that entire pattern. It's like they're saying, the future of our platform isn't just hosting code, it's hosting the intent behind code.
Right. And what's wild is the timing. The same day, Gary Tan from Y Combinator open-sourced his GStack setup, 23 Claude code tools packaged as specialized roles. CEO, designer, in-manager, QA, the whole team. 5,400 engagements on that one, too.
So you've got GitHub giving you the spec format, and Gary Tan showing you how to orchestrate the agents that consume those specs. Together, this is basically a reference architecture for an entire AI-native development workflow. If you're still just ad hoc prompting AI agents without structured specs, you're leaving a lot of reliability on the table.
The workflow shift GitHub is betting on is write spec, generate code, review code. Instead of just write code, review code. That's a fundamental change.
It really is. And for teams where multiple AI agents touch the same code base, those shared specs become the single source of truth. That's what prevents drift. This is the week this whole thing went mainstream.
All right, staying in AI land, there's a project called Meadle from Cactus Compute that blew my mind. They distilled Gemini's tool calling capabilities into a 26 million parameter model. 26 million. You can run this on a Raspberry Pi.
That's interesting because tool calling is one of those things that feels like it should require a big model, right? Routing function calls accurately is hard. But if they've actually distilled that down to something you can run on device at the edge, that's a game changer for anyone building agents who can't afford per-request API costs.
And NVIDIA dropped OpenShell, an open-source sandboxed runtime for autonomous AI agents. So if your agents need to execute code or touch file systems, this gives you proper isolation without you rolling your own container orchestration.
Yeah, that's a real pain point. The security side of autonomous agents running commands is terrifying, and having NVIDIA put out an official open-source answer for that is really welcome. Also worth a quick mention, there's a full LLM app framework for Go called Ino. If you're a Go shop that's been jealous of LangChain and Llama Index in Python, check that out. Link in the briefing.
On the DevTools side, DuckDB shipped something called Quack, which is a proper client-server remote protocol. This means DuckDB can now run as a remote service, not just embedded.
Oh, that's a big deal. DuckDB has been amazing for embedded analytics, but you'd have one instance per process. Now you can centralize it for shared analytical workloads across teams without switching to a whole different database. That's going to make a lot of data engineers happy.
And a quick heads up for Python folks. The incremental garbage collector that was planned for Python 3.14 and 3.15. It's being rolled back due to correctness issues. So if you were counting on smoother GC pauses for latency-sensitive work, you'll need to keep managing that yourself.
That's disappointing, but better to revert than ship something with correctness bugs in the garbage collector. That's one area where correctness matters quite a lot.
Okay, security. And this one's urgent. Cert dropped 6 serious CVEs for DNS Mask. If you're running DNS Mask anywhere, home lab, IoT, embedded systems, container DNS, routers, stop, and patch. Now.
And DensMask is everywhere. It's the DNS resolver on a massive number of Linux-based appliances and routers. A lot of people don't even realize they're running it. This one deserves your attention today, not next week.
And then there's this wild cautionary tale. twin brothers who were IT workers got fired and then deleted 96 government databases within minutes of their termination.
96 databases? Within minutes? If your organization doesn't have automated credential revocation tied to HR events, this is your wake-up call. Like the moment someone is terminated, their access needs to be gone. Not in an hour, not after a ticket, immediately.
On the infrastructure side, there's a fantastic Cloudflare postmortem about how a Linux kernel scheduling optimization, something labeled idle, was causing cascading quick connection failures. The debugging methodology in this one is excellent.
I love a good postmortem. If you're running quick at scale, especially with EPOL-based event loops, the link is in the briefing and it's a must-read. The fix is apparently non-obvious, which makes it even more valuable to learn from.
Also worth noting, there's a growing digital sovereignty movement. Two trending stories about developers moving their entire stacks to European providers and off GitHub to self-hosted Forgiho. Combine 2,400 engagements. Practical migration playbooks with real cost and friction analysis. Quick hits. Google launched something called Google Book to massive Hacker News debate over 3,100 engagements. The thread is worth reading just for the sentiment on whether it's a real platform or another Google graveyard candidate.
Also loved seeing the Orca Slicer fork that restores full Bamboo Lab network printing after Bamboo locked things down. Makers keeping the open source workflow alive. And there's a great piece on the history of IDEs at Google, from Emacs to Cider to AI-first tooling. Really fun read.
All right, so here's your takeaway for the day. The AI native dev workflow just got its standard toolkit. GitHub's spec kit, Gary Tan's G-Stack, and Needle's tiny tool calling model. They all point in the same direction.
If you do one thing this week, invest time in writing structured specs for your codebase. It's the highest leverage move to improve AI-generated code quality. And seriously, if you're running DNS mask anywhere, patch those 6 CVEs before you do anything else.
That's the briefing for May 14th. As always, links to everything we talked about are in the show notes. We'll be back tomorrow with more.
Go write some specs, patch your DNS, and have a great rest of your day. See you next time.